Honeys, 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 hi, welcome to Natch Butte. Listen, I've been saying this, and I mean it. Natch Butte is on a roll. We are on a roll. We are killing it. The guests have been incredible. This episode is no exception. Get ready for a life-changing episode with my guest today. I have a lot to talk about because I didn't get to do an intro last week because my recorder at home was being a hater. So I got a lot to say. Let me start with saying thank you to the honeys for all the new reviews. I had said, just to change it up a little bit, for anyone who wants to write a new iTunes review, obviously you have carte blanche, you can say or do whatever you want in the review, but if you wanted to, either tell me your favorite moment slash guest from the show or lyrics from your favorite late 90s to early 2000s hits, please do so. And I'm just going to read one really quick. This review is from Dogs27. Hi, Dogs. They say, I have been listening to Natch Butte since the first episode, so hey to the two hundy. My favorite moment on Natch Butte was when Jackie and her husband harmonized, and then Jackie immediately started crying. Well, thank you. You know, I can't help it. Adam, you know, he makes me weak and strong at the same time. I think that's what a good partner does, honey. And singing with him is very important to me. So, yes, everybody loved when Adam was on. Should I have Adam back in here? If y'all want to come up with some fun, weird things I can do to him or show him, you know, send me an email. Okay, what else is happening in my life? I'm about to be in New York. I'm getting very excited. I can smell the Big Apple already. I'm very exciting. So I know y'all know that I'm going to be at Indie Beauty Expo Wednesday, August 22nd. It's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Pier 36, which is 299 South Street, New York, New York. And y'all know that IBE made a code for y'all. The code is NATCH20, and that will give you 20% off your general admission tickets to Shop Indie, which is August 22nd. I've been getting some emails that it doesn't work. It does work. They just didn't give you the discount on the VIP package. So if you want to do general admission, the code NATCH20 will give you 20% off of that for Shop Indie, which again is Wednesday, August 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m. I will be there. I will be there with Masking for Trouble, Lauren Adams. Very, very exciting. Also, for those of you who cannot attend, yes, there is a Natch Butte meetup happening. Now, I've been waiting to announce the location because I was given a little ass tickling with a feather that I could perhaps have a location, but they haven't emailed me back and I'm getting sick of waiting, so I'm making an official choice. This is where the Natch Butte meetup will be. All New York City area honeys, write this down, okay? We are going to be meeting on Thursday, August 23rd. I say 5:30 because I'm thinking between 5 and 6 when everybody starts punching that time card to quit for the day. 5:30-ish, Thursday the 23rd, we are meeting at the Magician Bar, which is on the Lower East Side. I know I'm a bumpkin. It's in the Lower East Side. It's on the Lower East Side. It's on Rivington Street, 118 Rivington Street, New York, New York. Lower East Side, the Magician Bar, Thursday the 23rd at 5:30. Get excited. I will be in there. Apparently, it's pretty empty. And if it sucks, we'll go somewhere else. But hey, that's where the meetup is. All this information will also be on NatchButte.com. Okay, this is a very exciting thing. You're about to hear a little fun, exciting spin on the Natch Butte theme song that a listener sent in. She sent this to me about a year ago, if I'm being honest, but I kept forgetting to sub it in, so I'm finally going to do it. You are going to hear a cover of the Natch Butte theme song sent all the way from Sweden by my friend and listener, Linda Segdnan, and her husband, Justus Björk. So I want to say tack to them. That's thanks in Swedish. Thank you seemed a little too hard for me, so I can say tack. Thank you for that. And Linda wanted me to plug her beauty Instagram. I'm going to spell it because I can't pronounce it. It's at HISTORISKSKONHET. And I'll put this on NatchButte.com too. Okay, so shout out to Linda and Justus for this amazing cover of the NatchButte theme song. I'm absolutely honored and you're going to love it. Okay, lastly, I just met with a social media branding consultant. So I want to say shout out to my girl, Frida Heidelwald. Thanks for helping me with social media. As we all know, it can be crazy out there. And she told me I need to start telling y'all my social media on Natch Butte. I never do very often. So here I am, baby. I'm also going to put Frida's information on NatchButte.com. If anybody wants to hire her or have any help with your website, your branding, your social media, hire her. Anyway, so I just want to let everybody know, yes, I am on social media. Here are all the places you can find me. If you want jokes, updates, show info, life commentary, follow me on Twitter at Jackie_Michelle. And don't forget, Michelle has one L because my parents are tedious. Here are a couple of my tweets from last week to give you a taste. Anyone else out there having Mercury in retrograde IBS? That was one. I'm going to share something really I'm going to share something really vulnerable with y'all. I think Sugar We're Going Down is my favorite song. Those are two samples of tweets I had last week. If you want to see what I'm up to in my life, that's pictures of me at events, with my friends, with Adam, with Chooch, some pretty iconic TBTs of the early 2000s, follow me on Instagram at Jackie Michelle Johnson. Don't forget, Michelle has one L. And for all things Natch Butte, that's makeup, skincare, beauty, pics with the guests, products that I'm loving, bonus content from the show I'm going to start posting, the conversations I have with my guests before we officially start the podcast. I'm going to start doing like a products of the week, a foundation wars. I have lots of plans. Follow me at Natch Butte. You'll always know what's going on with the podcast if you follow Natch Butte on Instagram. And for all things Chooch, my dog, she is at Hello, I'm the Chooch, and you spell Chooch, C-H-O-O-C-H. Follow Chooch, see what she's up to. And as always, for a product list of everything discussed on every episode of Natch Butte, go to natchbutte.com. I put an episode guide up every episode with links and pictures to everything that my guests discussed. And also, I have a Wikipedia page now, Jackie Johnson, very exciting. Try to find me. There's only like 97 people named Jackie Johnson on Wikipedia, but mine says Jackie Johnson, comedian. I will link it on nashbutte.com. If you're a wiki head and you're into that kind of thing, throw me an edit, toss in a fact. I'd love to see what y'all are up to. Some of you have already put in a few things, and I'm honored because I don't know how it works. So thank you for that. I have a wiki page. I've got Twitter. I've got it all, baby. Follow me. Find what I'm up to. It's going to be exciting. And now let's get to my guest. You are going to love talking to Alicia Reiner. I'm obsessed with her, and we're best friends now. So enjoy. And enjoy this new fun twist on the Natch Butte theme song. Smile, Natch Butte with that loud southern style. A new episode that'll bring us to your knees. Natch Butte, if you please. Damn, welcome girl. To Natch Butte. I could have done better.
I love that.
I could have done better, but I have a policy that I only do one take.
Okay, I think that's good.
You know what I mean? Like we keep it raw. We keep
Natch
it real.
Butte. We'll do callbacks the whole time.
You're right. I'm
there
fine with
go.
That.
Okay, good. Done.
I have a Broadway star here. I mean, why would I not? Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. Happy Friday. I am so excited and honored to have my guest here today. Shout out to Gabrielle Ruiz for helping hook this up. She's the best. My guest, this is what I always say on Natch Butte, the best way to get to know a person is to read their Instagram bio.
Ooh.
So my guest is an actress, activist, mama, creator, joyful, hashtag Time's Up Warrior, and meditating rebel. And her name is Alicia Reiner. Welcome to Natch Butte.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. I know you're in Los Angeles to promote season 6 of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And I'm honored you made time to come talk to me.
Thank you.
You look so beautiful.
Oh, bless you. I love my hair, guys, so much. Shout out to Matt Fugate.
Did you bring him from New York with you?
No. He moved out here.
Yeah.
So I've been working with him. I first met him, actually, at Sundance a couple years ago and fell in love with him. Don't worry, Laura. Just like him doing my hair.
Yes.
Or David. Don't worry, David. He's amazing. And he was doing my hair in New York a long time. And then he moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
God love him. And
there's a lot of hair out here. We need help.
Yeah. And so now I get to use him every time I'm out here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Natch Butte.
Thanks.
Welcome to California.
I'm so excited to be on because I'm all about Natch everything.
Oh, God. I just got aroused a little bit. That's so exciting to me. I love that.
I could talk about this shit forever.
Okay, well then buckle up, bitches. Yeah. Buckle up. I cannot wait. Real quick, I just want to say that I didn't know. I've been, you know, doing some research.
Yeah.
I love the character Fig.
Thank you.
She's a boss-ass bitch.
Damn.
You've played so many boss-ass bitches.
I know. They won't let me be, like, nice, sweet.
Do you think it's because you're tall?
I do.
And
I
your voice is a little deep like me?
Yeah. I have that strong vibe. Believe me, I've wanted to play an ingenue for a long ass time. No one's let me do it. No one's let me
Story
do it.
Story of my life and my career. Yes. Oh my God. And I read that you had originally auditioned to be Alex.
I did.
Laura Prepon's role.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I read the script. I loved it so much.
It's so special. Nothing like it.
Yeah. And then they said no, and I was devastated. And then I read for Polly, her best friend, and they said no.
The one not in jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got this offer for these two lines of the assistant to the warden, and 6 years later, here we are, and it's been the most spectacular ride of my life.
I'm telling you, I don't know if you know this, but Lauren Lapkus is a dear friend.
Oh.
She was a groomsman in my wedding.
Oh.
And
she's brilliant.
She was in
Fucking
here.
Brilliant.
I made her come on very early on Natch Butte before anyone knew what it was, you know, like, hey.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked her about, I'm just, as an actor who gets 0 to 4 lines on shows every 2 years, it's crazy to me to imagine the makeup trailer in the morning on that show. How do they get everyone out?
Well, here's the thing. One of the things is I'm one of the only characters who actually has hair and makeup.
You get to be glam AF.
Although, over the seasons, I bow to our hair and makeup team because they've had to do so much wig stuff.
Oh,
they've had to do so much tattoo stuff. On a long show like that, let's say someone cuts their hair, then they have to add extension.
Right.
You know, like they've had their challenges.
Yeah.
But some days I watch them just like put a little powder on and like a little Burt's Bees lip and we're gone, you know?
That's
not my character, but yeah.
Right. But that's fun.
Oh, it's lovely.
I would love to play a prisoner.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I've always wondered about
that.
It's
so funny. I thought you were going to go in a totally different direction that's not beauty related, but the interesting thing as a character actor of when you're offered two lines and a lot of people say no to two lines.
Yeah.
I'm doing this arc on the Deuce right now, and it was, you know, it was one scene and I auditioned for it, which sometimes people are
can be humbling.
You know, I'll always audition if I want to see the casting director.
Yeah.
And if it's a different role. It's the 1970s. No one's ever seen me play a 1970s character.
Are you a bitch in The Deuce?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a boss ass bitch again.
Yes.
But I'm a 1970s boss ass bitch.
Yeah, so you get different clothes.
Yeah. And I'll always, if it's a lawyer, it's a little harder for me to audition because I'm like, look, you can watch me be a lawyer here, here, here,
right.
And here, and here, and here.
You know, get away with murder.
Yes.
Honey. Oh. Annalise Keating, take a
that
seat.
That was the most heavenly
thing. I don't know
how
you would even
that
do
was
it.
The most heavenly thing.
I don't even know. God.
I want Viola like
takes your breath away.
She takes your breath away. I've never acted with Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
So that's the only other one that I can think of that would make me like go
right. How do you like when they call
Viola,
cut? Like how do you not go That's what I would do, but you know.
Viola is, and she's the most extraordinary, giving, humble human you will ever meet. I mean, divine.
Yeah.
Divine.
Well.
And so beautiful. Whew. So Natch Butte.
She's a Natch Butte. Hey, Viola, if you want to come on. Why don't you send me a DM, honey? I would. Oh, jeez.
Right?
Damn. I mean, she looks incredible. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yes, I love hearing that because, you know, it's rough in this town. It can be a little challenging as an actor. Mm-hmm. I actually had something to ask you about that.
Please.
Okay, so I saw on your Instagram on the old headshot day, you posted the most 90s headshot I've ever seen. You were serving me some Uma Thurman, okay? You had a deep lip, a slick
was
back
it
hair.
Slick? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
the brow, yeah. honey. You had yeah. the pencil
serious brow. Oh, serious.
And I was wondering, like, what was the business like in the 90s as opposed to now? Like, you were in New York, you were acting in the 90s. Like, what was that like? I can only imagine it was the coolest time ever.
It was, you know, it's so funny because all I remember was my husband was working nonstop.
Yeah.
And I could not get arrested. I could not get an agent. I couldn't get an audition to save my life.
I love hearing this, to be honest.
So that's all I remember. It was like outrageous pain.
Yes.
I was like, I moved to New York and it was the 90s and I was like just then in school. And I thought like, oh my God, this is gonna be great. Because during school, I got this job
yeah.
doing Shakespeare in Vermont, met my husband, I got my equity card, and it was all gonna be great.
Yes, you walk in with that card
yeah.
swinging
yes.
around. I'm gonna make it after
I'm
all,
gonna
honey.
Do Broadway.
Yes.
No. It was just pain for a long time.
Yeah. So I know you're a very tall woman, such as
uh-huh.
myself. Were you kind of a late bloomer, or did your height hit early?
My height hit early.
Oh, yeah.
I was very tall, and I was actually quite broad mm-hmm. as well. So I was, like, starting in kindergarten, I was really teased.
Wow.
Because I was the fat one. So I was a big girl.
Yeah.
So it was not pretty.
But now, do you love your height?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. You know what's taught me to love my height the most? My daughter. You know, she has so much love for herself, and
what an accomplishment in this day and
yeah,
age.
Yeah, which is, I think, one of the things I'm most proud of is how much she loves herself,
yeah.
and her esteem and her self-awareness, and like she knows how awesome she is.
Yeah,
and she'll look at me and she'll be like, I love your height. And then I'm like, well, then I love my height
yeah.
too. You know, I've worked really hard never to say anything mean about myself in her presence. I probably haven't been perfect about it, but I certainly never comment on my body in her presence. And I'm really careful about that from the time that she didn't even understand
right.
language, supposedly.
Right.
Because I never wanted her to
take
learn
on
that.
Any of that.
Yeah.
yeah. That's something a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Like, I remember with my mom, like, doing, like, measuring contest with my mom about our thighs.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and like Marvel's Mrs. Maisel.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you watch that?
It was just like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
so,
they're all victims of how they were
yeah,
raised.
Exactly.
And it trickles down.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, my mom would go on, like, weird binge diets,
mm-hmm.
like, very, very weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm only going to eat grapefruit for 4 days, you know? It was like, and my mom was so thin, like,
yeah.
you know,
crazy.
Listen, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I love that. I want a daughter.
You'll have a daughter.
Thank you. I better have one, damn it.
Yeah.
If it's a boy, I'm shoving it back in. Okay, where do we even begin with the makeup? First of all, how did you get those 90s eyebrows? How did you get your eyebrows to grow back? Because they look beautiful. You're sitting in front of me. In that headshot, I mean, you had like little Drew Barrymore parentheses.
Okay, so I had the thickest eyebrows. And then I overplucked.
Yeah, we all did.
And now I microbladed.
You did?
I did.
You happy with it?
I love
yeah.
it. I did it with a woman in New York named the Eyebrow Doctor.
Ooh.
Her name is Paret. She is the person
yeah.
to go to. I was so afraid, but I was like, oh, I saw her work on
mm-hmm.
some other people, and I was like, I'm going to try it. It's not forever.
Yeah.
And it has brought me outrageous joy because I don't wear makeup as much.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, I don't have to fill in my brows.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's kept me from Botox because
yeah.
it makes you look younger
youthful.
And fresher,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I love it.
How long ago did you have it done?
Like a year.
And it still stays?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mine's faded real bad.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Do you did it too?
I did it. I did mine almost 2 years ago. Oh,
so that's, I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's time.
But even with the fading, it has completely changed my life.
It changes your life.
Because all I have to do now is pencil over, and I use it as sort of a traced a map.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, there was nothing sadder about me than my brows.
Yes, no, you
they
and me
were
both,
off center.
You and me both.
I ruined
because
them.
It was me. Because it was my tweezer hell.
And why did I do that? Because
I had
the best eyebrows. If you look
me
at my TBTs,
oh my God.
They were gorgeous.
I need to see it.
I had an arch sent from heaven above.
My daughter I always tease, she had the best in-womb cosmetologist.
Yeah.
Like she has, I brought a picture of her brows when I got my brows done.
Oh, wow,
and like her eyelashes, damn. I have good eyelashes. The only time I've ever had bad eyelashes is when I had extensions.
Yeah.
I did it once for my sister's wedding and I will never do it again.
Yeah, they ripped them out.
Ripped.
Yeah. Well, somebody did do a good job.
Yeah. You don't know, though. I mean, I went to, like, a decent place.
Yeah, you know, listen.
I'll always tell you
everybody.
The good people. I'll never tell you
Same.
The bad. I'm like.
That's how I feel. It's like if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all kind of thing. Like, omission, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Take a note. If Jackie J doesn't bring up a brand on Nash Butte, take a guess. We don't like it. Keep walking. Same with Yelp. I don't Yelp shitty Yelps.
No,
I only Yelp when I'm happy.
Although, can I tell you, there's this thing someone did in New York where you video yourself doing, you read a Yelp.
Oh, God. That's so funny.
Look for it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. You do a dramatic interpretation of Yelp. It's so fun.
Maybe I'll do that for
it's
my
so
next
good.
Audition.
Yes, please.
Yeah, for my
please.
Zero line role. We all have to start somewhere.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm getting so excited that I want to talk about makeup with you.
Please,
okay.
please.
So, you have beautiful lips.
Thank you.
I noticed that you love a statement lip.
I do.
You
I would love to skip all, like, basically, especially now that my brows are done.
Yeah.
It's all about covering the circles under my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always, I want to hear your faves there.
Yeah.
Because when I just don't sleep enough, and they're it's bad news
because of work and kid,
But I love a statement lip, and if you are all about Natch, it's for me. I love Honest Beauty has a good like stainy stick.
The stick, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm all about Burt's Bees, my friend.
Yeah.
They have a good stick, and then they have amazing glosses, and then a Cure has some really beautiful glosses.
I love a Cure. I didn't even realize they had makeup.
Oh yeah.
I have their toner, and it's my favorite.
Their toner, their scrub,
their
clay scrub is amazing.
Yeah.
Their wash, their face oil. I'm all about a Cure. And you can buy it at
Target.
Target. I've been using a Cure forever.
Yeah.
But they're, oh, so good.
It's so fun to see these like cruelty-free, vegan, all vegan brands at Target.
Yeah.
It's like they're popping up and it's great because it's easy to get to.
Totally.
I can sit here. You live in New York. I live in LA. Be like, oh my God, I use this sustainable cold pressed oil for my eyes. And then everyone listening in the middle of America all
like,
over
how
like,
do I, get
I
that?
Can't have that.
Yeah. No.
Go to Target.
You can even get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I will say my favorite beauty ever is something that I think you have to go to the website, which is Evolu. Do you know Evolu?
No, and I feel so ashamed that you're sitting
Evolu.
Here before me and I'm disappointing you.
Evolu.
Oh, I'm a damn
so she used it.
I'm a damn
No, she's magic.
Yes.
She's total magic. She used to have a place in Robertson, but now it's everything's online. She has like a lower price line and a higher price line.
Love that.
She has a line for like acne, basically a natural version of what's that shit?
Accutane?
Yeah.
Oh,
retinol,
retinoid.
But no. The one that you can get online. The like they have the infomercials for.
Oh, Proactive.
Yes.
Yeah.
She does a natural version of Proactive.
Damn, because
Proactive.
Proactive is harsh.
I know.
Ooh.
So she does a natural version of that, but then she also has something I call Face Crack, which is a natural collagen product.
Buying that. What's the website? Buying that.
Evolubeauty.com.
It's
so good. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Her stuff is, and it's all natural, and it's so beautiful. And she has a lot of like, you know, cult she's a cult favorite fan, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I did a thing with her in for Vogue Mexico that was really fun. Yeah, she's really special, special. She sells international a lot.
Oh, that's great. I actually just got on my Insta story the other day a shout out to my honey in Sweden.
Ooh.
She was like, hey, all your ads are for companies in America. I want to buy some of this stuff. And I said, honey, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now they can all buy Evolut.
Exactly.
Take that. Yay. Take that, all my international listeners. Get you some Evolut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My other favorite lip is Vapor. Do you know Vapor?
No.
Oh, my God.
Anything? I'm embarrassed.
Dude, Vapor,
I
get every makeup artist who I work with regularly, like on set or just for press and stuff, I'm like, get your ass some Evolut. I mean, get your ass some Evolut, but also get your ass some Vapor, because Vapor is amazing makeup, all organic, so beautiful.
Is that French or something?
I don't know. I do not know. I think it might be the French. I know not. But it is so good, Vapor. It's so beautiful. They have really good under eye. They have, and it's all very like light, very good, everyday, beautiful lips.
Yeah, because I've seen you rock like a red.
I love,
that one? Do you know?
It
might be from like a glam squad, somebody.
Well, but no, I try and, it's interesting with lip, I try and bring my own.
Yeah.
Because it's the thing you eat the most, so I'm not interested in lead.
Yes.
There's also one more that's like a super staying powder. Do you know Armor Beauty?
Why don't I know any of these brands?
Because it's my job to teach you shit. If you knew everything, would not be an interesting podcast.
You're right. I would just go.
You'd be like, yeah, we talked about that 3 episodes ago.
Right. You're right. Well, that does happen sometimes. So.
Yeah. So Armor is great. She's like a rock star. She was, in fact, a rock star.
Yeah. Like a literal
makeup artist.
Rock star. Yeah.
And so her colors are super rock and roll. She's vegan, paraben free.
This is so up my alley.
They're like, it's a beautiful stain and with a gloss on. It has a like high gloss, high stain, and it stays with you, dude. It's really good.
It's
like, you know that MAC has a product that is amazing, but not so natch.
Right.
And so this is the natch version.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Add to cart, bitch.
It's probably in one of the pictures that I sent you, so you can,
Did I get them? Let's see. I can't wait. You know us millennials, we can't put the phones down. I'm just kidding. I can't stand my phone. I make my living off of a phone, but I fucking hate them.
I am with you, my friend.
I mean, if we weren't on the phone, like, how would we do our jobs, you know? You gotta be on the damn phone.
Listen,
we do our best.
It's crazy.
Okay, what else do we got here, Vinny?
Yeah. What else do you want to ask me?
Okay, so
ask me anything.
This is what I want to know.
Yeah.
So, you're an actor. You have to be glam for events and red carpets and things. And everyone, like you always do, you tag your whole team when you do your look. You're like, makeup by this person, hair by this person. How do you find your team? How do you cure your team?
It's dating, my friend.
Yeah.
It's like anything. You know, it's like finding your agent, your manager. It's like you date a bunch of people, and then sometimes you stay with them for a long time.
Right.
Sometimes it's a 6-year relationship. Sometimes it's a 1-date relationship.
Sometimes you catch them putting lipstick on your best friend, and you said, "I thought you fucking were loyal to me, bitch." Just kidding. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to, I was shooting this thing with Melissa Rivers yesterday, and she. Because I think she just has been doing it for so long. She's like, oh, yes, I have basically a pool of talent. And we try and rotate.
Yeah.
So, because, first of all, your favorite might not be available all the time.
Right, because they're working. They're busy. Yeah.
So you want to make sure you have a good pool of people. And she's like, and I try and give them all equal work so that everybody is happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's good.
Really? That's really generous.
And I don't do that.
Yeah.
Only because I don't have a pool yet. I'm not as fancy as her.
Yeah.
I have my one person. It's interesting. I don't have a hair person in New York right now because Matt moved here. I have my one hair person who I love. I have my one makeup person here that I love and my one makeup person in New York that I love. And then I catch as can, and I ask my PR team, like, help, who do you love?
Yeah.
Because they work with a lot of fancy people who know their shit.
Yeah, because sometimes I know from I know from some of my fancier friends, when you have a red carpet, sometimes the network or the movie studio will pay for your glam, and sometimes they won't.
Correct.
And it can be
not cheap. Which is why it's nice to have someone that you work with regularly, because sometimes they'll also, if they know you're paying
they'll
for it.
They'll cut a deal, yeah. The homie rate, we call that.
Yeah.
The homie rate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so interesting. I've always wanted to know, like, how that kind of works, you know?
Yeah.
What have you ever...
You just made me think of a really brilliant idea.
Are we going on Shark Tank?
I think we are.
Oh, shit.
What if someone did, and I don't know if this would needs to be its own app.
Yeah.
Or if it could be, like, an offshoot of a Glam Squad, but, like, a Natch Glam Squad that used all natural
products.
The Natch
app.
The Natch Beauty app.
Maybe I'll cut this out so no one takes our idea. Yeah, like a green glam. A green glam! Get out! Get out! You better not tell anybody about this.
It's really a good idea.
That is really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, my friend Edwin, who does my makeup, shout out Edwin, he's all cruelty-free.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard to
basically,
find...
Basically, people who work with me regularly, I then... Like, I have relationships with Vapor, and I'll say, hey, you know, can you
toss
send them some
colors? Yeah. Because it's hard to build up your kit
as an artist. It's so expensive.
I love that.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that pros do when they do your makeup versus when you do your makeup? Yeah, like, there's some things I just can't get that when Edwin does
them, let me
tell you. I'm a baby. I'm a beautiful angel.
Here's the truth of Alicia doing herself.
Yeah.
I don't do much.
Yeah.
I don't do my brows anymore, you know?
Yeah, they're done, yeah.
I refuse to touch eyeshadow. I don't. I've tried. I'm suck. I just, it doesn't ever work out for me. So I just don't do it.
Yeah. Do you own palettes?
I get sent such beautiful green makeup palettes, and I keep them because they're so beautiful. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, now this is so beautiful. I'm going to learn.
Yeah.
And then I never do.
You should just display them around your bedroom as showpieces.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
It's very funny you said that.
Or FedEx them to me.
Our first apartment in L.A., in the guest bathroom, we had a shelf all the way around the bathroom where every little mini guest, like soap and shampoo and whatever we collected, we just had on the shelf so that when guests came and stayed over, they could just pick.
Yeah.
And it was hundreds of them.
I love that.
And it was decoration and usefulness all the same.
That's my dream. I love kitsch.
Yeah.
We have just a little jar in our bathroom of all our soaps from like Tokyo Disney and like our honeymoon in Paris.
So cool.
But I'm starting to be like, well, we're not going to use these. I don't want to use them.
Yeah,
I just want to look at them.
Make them pretty.
Yeah.
Make it decoration.
Yeah.
And put them in glass.
Well, maybe you should put all those palettes around your room.
Exactly. So I don't do eyes. I'll do like a little bit. Actually, I would love to hear from you because I have not found a great natural mascara that doesn't drool all down my face.
Yeah, I have one.
Which one?
And also for the under eyes, do you ever patch?
No.
You know, you put the patches?
Yes, but tell me which ones you
like. Okay, so there's a company, I think they're based out of New York, Wander Beauty.
Wander?
Have you heard of Wander?
No.
Okay, so Wander Beauty, they're actually a new sponsor, which is why I found out about them, but they're a woman-owned company. The two founders, one of them was a Victoria's Secret model, and the other one is a mother. And she used to work at, I want to say QVC, like she's like an entrepreneur.
Okay.
They came together, it's all green. Their mascara is
bomb.
I will email them and have them send
you
one.
Please.
And their baggage claim gold eye masks.
I need.
I am obsessed with under eye patches.
Me too.
And because the only area on my face that I'm a little like, that I feel is a little true to my age is my under eye.
Me too.
And I haven't done anything to it, you know.
Me too.
These are the best ones I've ever found. They're incredible.
This is why I came on this show.
They're not gel.
Right.
I've used like jelly ones, and I think they're great.
I use jelly ones.
But these ones are more like tape. They
That's
tape
what I want.
On.
That's what I need.
And I was like, this, I don't feel any gel. What's, and you take them off and it just, your whole area has plumped up and it lasts. I'm telling you, I'm obsessed. They're $25 for six. They're not cheap, but I think it's because they okay. work, honey.
Yep.
And everything's green.
Yep.
And their Unlashed Volume Mascara is what I'm wearing right now. I'm obsessed with it.
And it's and it doesn't drool
no.
down your face.
I'm That's pretty. My thing. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it isn't waterproof. But
that's okay.
But
I don't
I
need waterproof. I just
no
like,
same. You know, you
5 minutes later.
I'm telling you, you look like a raccoon.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
And I feel like there's a weird thing with the natural ones.
Yes,
it's just they're, a hard thing
yeah,
to make. Natural.
I've tried a lot of them.
Me too, my friend.
And they're also they don't give you an oomph. Like mm-hmm. I don't want to talk. Like we said, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. But I've tried some, and I'm not a fan.
No.
There are honeys in my Facebook group that like the Pacifica. Do you know Pacifica?
Oh,
they're at Target.
No. Okay,
they're all
I'll
cruelty
try.
Free and vegan, natural.
Yeah.
They like that one. I haven't tried it yet.
Okay,
but 100% pure.
Yeah,
I tried a bunch of them.
Yeah, I love RMS.
Yes.
I love her her uncover under eye, and I love her highlighter.
Mm-hmm.
She has some new products out I haven't tried yet that I'm dying to try.
Everything looks so beautiful.
I know.
I haven't used RMS yet. It's crazy. I haven't. I know. I was just at Friends Beauty, the store in LA that's like a pro store, and they have a whole setup, and I was like literally touching
it's,
everything, and I was like, I want it.
No. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a little thin for on camera, for like on set, but it's great every day.
Yeah.
And then I don't really do, I'll do, again, Vapor does a great blush. Beauty Counter does a great, like, stick. You know, like, I need easy. I can't do powder, so it's like, smile, do your, like, touch it, and then rub
and
it
in.
And
then you're good, yeah.
And then I love a lip.
Yeah.
I love, like... I don't think I have a great pencil right now, if you have a great lip pencil, but then I have a lot of color and gloss, and I like glossy lips.
Yeah, me too. I was so not into gloss for a long time. I feel like it went out for a while.
I don't care.
It was
I've
the matte.
I've never, ever, ever
never
had
gave up
matte
the gloss.
Lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two things about my lips is I like a gloss, have since I was 12, since my Lip Smackers.
Yep.
And I love, I hate a nude colored lip on me because my lips naturally have a lot of color in them. So going nude feels
mutes you.
Yeah. I don't feel like myself. Like I'm like, that's less than what I actually have in real life.
I remember you posted on Instagram that photo of you with no makeup on.
Yeah.
And you put, you are so perfect and beautiful right now, as is. I loved that.
That was Gabrielle made me do that.
Yeah. But your lips were so pink.
That's.
You just wake up like a little cherub.
I swear. Yeah. I had just woken up.
Yeah.
And as is in my tattoo.
Cute.
Yeah. And then Liv drew that heart there.
Oh. I love that you and your daughter are such good friends. It's like goals.
Well,
it's mom
interesting.
Goals.
You don't want to be their friend.
Right. Okay.
Don't be their friend.
Yeah.
You are not their friend. You're their mother.
Right.
And don't try and make them like you.
Okay. These are all
not
great
your jobs.
Because I'm so, I'm one of those, I want everyone to like me people, so
me
I'm
going
to smother the shit out of my kids.
I love her, but it's not my job for her to like me.
Right.
And sometimes she can really not like things that I do.
Yeah.
Because it's my job to teach her.
Right.
And set boundaries.
Ugh. That's so powerful.
Because I did not have good boundaries sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Also, like, kudos to the marriage.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
He's the best.
Yeah. Y'all are so cute.
The best.
Yeah.
I am so madly in love with my husband. It's redonkulous.
Do y'all have any pets?
We actually, so
can
Liv
I put on
been,
a dog costume and live in your house?
Liv really wants a dog, so I think September we're going to start looking at shelters.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I love that. Yeah. Well, speaking of dogs, dogs have hair. Can we talk about your hair?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
That you always have this beautiful texture and curl, and is that natural?
Yeah.
You're an angel.
I mean, it's naturally pretty wavy.
Yeah.
And it has been since, like, puberty.
Yeah.
To me, it's very thin, but, you know, I'm good at making it look thicker.
Yeah.
Or the people I work with. I feel like I suck at doing my own hair. The only thing that I do when I do it myself is I'm a big, this is like from, so my second mom who like really raised me. Mm-hmm. Taught me about hot rollers
The 80s. Honey,
right?
I'm from Dallas. We know a hot roller moment.
I live it. Like, hot rollers save my life.
Yeah.
I have the Beach Waver, which also
I have that.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I have burned my head a few times,
and
I had to figure it out.
Does it, it like curls it for you.
You hit a button, and it will automatically go and wrap your hair around the barrel.
You have to be real careful.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned, like, hot rollers are my go-to. Because they sort of tame the natural whatevers.
Yeah. And so you do that at home just for regular?
At home, I don't do nothing unless I have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
But if I have to do a carpet or whatever and no one's paying for it.
Right.
It's
so expensive. Yeah. Isn't it like $2,000? Like
it's
a thou for hair, a thou for makeup.
It's
bizonkers. But you know, those pictures last forever, don't they?
Right.
So if you get a bad flashback,
if you put that wrong powder
on,
yep.
honey, you're going to be on the cover of all these websites.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, wow. That's great. Shout out to the hot roller. My sister, shout out Sissy. She uses hot rollers every day.
Yeah, I need a new set, and they're harder and harder to find.
Yeah.
Like, also a little set that you can travel with.
You know those sticks? I had a hair woman in here, Nicole Jones.
Yeah.
She does hair for Big Little Lies and
Ooh.
Mindy Project.
You should have
and all these
Matt
movies.
In here.
Yeah.
Matt is incredible.
Get him in here.
And
text
he has
him.
His own, like, Instagram TV thing now.
Okay, yeah. He needs
okay.
to come.
Okay, we'll
I'll
hook
connect
that up.
You
guys.
Yeah. She said to use those sticks. Have you seen those sticks?
Uh-uh.
I think you can get them at Target and stuff,
okay.
but they're long little noodle sticks, and you wrap your hair around them, and then they, like, turn into each other, and
Ooh.
So you have, like, little loops hanging in your hair, and they give you that wave.
Does it work?
Yeah, I mean, she said it does.
But you haven't tried it.
No, because my hair's so straight. This is all I got.
DIY, I can sometimes DIY suck.
Yeah. I hear that. What, do you have any, did you send me the photo? What hair products? It is in here. You just you turned it
I'll
off,
it
right?
I'll show it to you. No.
Yeah. What products do you use to get that bounce in that
So
texture?
I have a new... So there's these two pictures from New York that you can.
Oh,
hair wise, I'm obsessed with a new product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell
us. It's called Brew, B-R-O-O, with an.
Oh, I don't know
like
that.
It's beer based.
What?
It's changed my life. It's new. I think you can get it at like Walmart or something like that. It has changed my hair. Like, it makes it so thick and luscious. And they have a conditioning formula. They have a for color hair formula. They also have a body. Guys like it because it's like, it's a bro. It's very bro.
We like to drink
it's
fucking beer.
Exactly.
Ooh.
It's B-R-O-O. I could not love it more. And honestly, it was like sent to me in a swag thing. And I loved it so much that I asked them to send me more.
Yeah. I love that. My mom, I feel like, told me to pour beer on my hair. Like, as
I feel
a
like
DIY.
That's old school.
Yeah.
But this stuff is so clean. It is the clean. Shampoo is hard to get clean.
The sulfates. And, yeah.
This is the cleanest shampoo and conditioner I've ever tried. I'm still looking for a clean hairspray.
Yeah.
I've tried so many.
I mean, does that even exist? It's like an oxymoron.
I have not. I've tried some ones that I wish I could tell you are amazing, but they're sticky and they don't work.
Yeah.
So I'm dying for an amazing Natch Beauty hairspray.
Brew, come through with that hairspray.
I will sing their praises up the wazoo. They also make a detangler that my daughter loves.
Ooh,
yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
My hair's really thin. It gets tangled really easily and long. All right, I am holding Alicia's photos, and I'm going to go through all of these exciting things because I am officially aroused.
Let me just I don't think there's, like,
stuff.
Anything.
What's this eye balm?
Which one? Let me see.
I can't see the name of it. This orange labeled little jar.
Oh, that's Dr. Hauschka. Dr. Hauschka is such beautiful stuff.
You know everything. Okay,
Dr.
what?
Dr. Hauschka is amazing. What else do I here? See, I can't look at it at the same time.
No,
with
we
you. That's okay.
We're so far apart.
I can try and resend it to you. So yes, I have Dr. Hauschka. There's some Acure there. Mm-hmm. There's Naturopathica has a new vitamin K brightening eye serum that I really like.
Okay, buying that. Say it one more time.
Yeah, Naturopathica.
I'm trying to brighten up this situation,
yeah.
You know?
I'm obsessed with Juice Beauty's. Mm-hmm. I'm like looking at in here. Juice Beauty's CC.
You are the 75th person who said
that. Oh my God, obsessed.
I have to get it. Why don't I have that yet?
And my little secret with it, because mm-hmm. it's my skin can be really dry in the morning, mm-hmm. is I'll either put face oil on first, Acure,
mm-hmm.
or who's the other face oil?
I saw you have Amara Organics. I have that too.
And there's also, wait.
I have their retinoid, the nighttime retinoid that I'm really liking right now.
True Botanicals mm-hmm. Has an amazing face oil.
Is it TRU?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that brand.
So.
If not, I'll cut that. The beauty of editing will get you. We'll set you free.
Oh, and there's the Evolue.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There's how you spell Evolue.
Mm-hmm. I will put everything on
Ashby.com. There's a lot of Vapor in here, you mm-hmm. can see. There's some RMS in here.
Do you have to share that medicine cabinet with your husband, or has
no,
he
this
just
is mine all
yeah.
mine. He has his own. Like we have two.
Oh, a Jack and
Walita.
Jill.
Yeah, we. Mm-hmm. I have some nice Walita stuff in here. I love this skin food. I was gonna take out the La Mer because mm-hmm. I was like, that's not Natch.
Right.
I've been using La Mer since I was like, you know, I did a movie with a girl when I was like 20, and she was all about La Mer. I don't really use it anymore.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to stop.
Because it's good. Very expensive. I've heard that.
Oh, I don't
heard
care.
Their cream is really great.
I would pay the money because mm-hmm. it's so good.
Yeah.
But the ingredient, it's petroleum based.
Ew.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy.
What is going on?
It's petroleum based. And they'll never change formula because it's fucking La Mer.
Because it works, yeah.
But it's petroleum based. It's like that. It's basically a Vaseline with all of their other stuff in it, you know?
That's so crazy.
Oh, speaking of Vaseline,
yeah.
One of my fave products. Oh, I don't think I took a picture of it. Is glycoline? Do you know glycoline?
No.
G L Y C E L E N E .com. Luxury vegan skin.
Whoa!
Their beauty ointment is the closest I've come to a natural La Mer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, good.
You're blowing
stuff.
My damn brain.
That's my job.
Oh my gosh. It's $75, but you know what? You get what you pay for, don't you?
Yeah. And it lasts, that big one lasts for, I mean, I got that like a couple years ago and it's still.
I'm so excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to splurge and get me one of these.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's really like, it is the natural La Mer.
I mean, I'm going to tell everybody, and I'm being dead honest, you look radiant as hell.
Aww,
you look so youthful. So I'm going to buy everything you say.
And that's on truly 3 hours of sleep. Like, I don't sleep, my friend. I eat well. I love my caffeine a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink moderately.
Mm-hmm.
I eat really well. Like, not a lot of sugar in my life.
Yeah.
Super clean. Like, food is fuel.
Yeah.
But, sleep doesn't happen as much as it should.
Are your eyelashes real right now?
Yeah.
Fuck. You're blessed.
I am.
An angel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me about meditation. Are you a big meditator?
I am.
Yeah.
I used to be a bigger meditator before I had a daughter.
Yeah.
I do TM, and I used to do it every day.
Yeah.
And now it's more, you know what I'm loving right now? Oprah and Deepak mm-hmm. do these meditations. I don't know if you know about them. If you Google Oprah and Deepra.
That's what they should have called
it.
Yeah.
Oprah and Deepak meditations. Mm-hmm. They do these like 21
guided meditations.
Yeah. And it's really nice. especially at the end of the day to wind down. She talks for a little bit, then he talks for a little bit, and he gives you a mantra, and then you use that mantra and meditate for 10 minutes. And it's lovely. And I highly recommend it. And you could, they're doing one right now. So if you did it, like, you could sign up for it right now, and it's 21 days, and they'll send you one every day.
Wow.
And then I also love, there's an incredible, I would say, I guess she's a Buddhist nun, or Pema Chodron, who I love to listen to, and Tara Brach. Have you ever heard of Tara Brach?
I'm so not into meditation. So Tara Brach, I want to be.
Yeah, Tara Brach has a podcast that's extraordinary, and particularly in the world today, which for me right now is deeply disturbing, and
I'm
trying to do everything that I possibly can to right the wrongs of our world today. At the end of the day, when you have to let that go and go to sleep, it can be really hard. You can, like, how do you go to sleep when children aren't with their parents? Like,
you.
How do you sleep? How do you sleep when people are, the people that are in charge of our country are lying on a daily basis and we can't get them out? Like, that's
among many other things going
on. So how do you sleep?
Right.
So how I sleep is I listen to Tara Brach or Deepak and Oprah before bed and try and really clear my brain to be able to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
They definitely have a missed opportunity not calling it Deepak Oprah.
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't they call
Deep
it
Oprah.
That? Yeah. Deep Oprah. Yeah. Deep Oprah, honey.
And it's funny. I will say, actually, they always work. They always put me to sleep. I can still honestly sometimes wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and the thoughts come.
Right.
So they'll
I've
always
been having a real problem with that lately. I'm not like I don't normally have real sleep issues, but I've just been having anxiety about literally everything.
Me too.
And
I think it's the world.
It's a hard time. It's a really hard time. That's why Natch Butte is sort of a space to escape and have fun,
which
mostly.
Is really okay.
But at the same time, we get to the bottom of some shit here, and we're all about, you know, just making the world a better place and looking cute.
Hey, it's a lovely metaphor of. Oh, we're just playing here, but it's a little bit of serious play because it's how do we make the world a better place with our play?
Yes.
And how do we clean up the environment with our play?
Oh, you're
and be
so
aware and woke with our play.
I really want y'all to adopt me as your dog. Like, I'm just so into this right now. I can't. I really can't. So that's a great segue because I really wanted to ask you about you and your husband and all the charitable causes and activisms and so many organizations and movements y'all are a part of. You know, we're all trying to get better and give our wallets and our time to great organizations. I mean, you have so much going on, but can you choose a few to shout out and give us some info on?
Well, I think in honor of Orange is the New Black, I will start with the prison organizations I work with.
Thank God.
I work with the Women's Prison Association. I work with Still She Rise. And I work with Fearless Beauty. So those are my three prison organizations that are all about women.
Please tell us more. I really wanted, not to interrupt you, I really wanted to do a segment on here with you, something about cosmetics and jail, but I was finding just such sad facts.
So here's what I'm going to say instead.
Yes.
For happy facts, look up Fearless Beauty.
I love it.
What they do is they're teaching beauty skills to women in prison, starting in Rikers, and it's a 10-week course so that when women come out, they have a skill. And what I'm talking to them about is like, how do we then work with the Women's Prison Association? And maybe we have a place where people can come to have their hair and makeup done. And we have a way to employ these women once they're out of camp.
Yes.
And, you know, So that Fearless Beauty is incredible in what they're doing. And I think you could specifically work 100% with them. Like, they would be a great charity for 100% you because you're all about Fearless Beauty.
Right. I'm so happy to
and cruelty-free beauty, right?
Yeah.
So those are my prison organizations, right? Yesterday, I was shooting a PSA. I had this idea. So I was on Celebrity Chopped.
And, oh, my
which
God.
Which was insanely
that's my
fun.
Dream.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. I only did it because David and Liv love it.
Wait,
and it
you were competing or you were
I was
a judge?
Competing.
Oh, my God.
It was scary as balls.
You're the biggest
so
celebrity
scary.
I've ever met. I can't believe you just did
it was
Chopped.
So scary. But
did
I did
drop
it.
Anything? That's
I didn't,
my biggest
I did,
fear.
I thought I
drop.
Did really well.
I would
but
drop.
Whatever. Yeah. I was chopped. I was chopped. I was chopped for using too much truffles. The judges do not like truffles, and my family loves truffles, so that
How
was a mistake.
How can you have too many truffles?
Exactly. Thank you
That's
very
like
much.
Having too many
Thank
rainbows
you
in the sky.
Very much. That's how my family feels. The judges, not so much. So, but I had this idea when I did it, which is the reason I did it and the reason my husband and daughter wanted me to do it is I kind of play chopped every night. Like, I'm like, oh, what do we have in the house?
Right, yeah, you improvise.
We're being very green people, we're part of a CSA. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's community supported agriculture, where you get a bag every week of organic, amazing fruits and vegetables that and you don't get to choose.
Yeah.
They just show up.
Because it's like whatever seasonal, whatever they
correct.
Have. Yeah.
So that makes you go like, oh, what do we have? Let me see what I can make. So I'm really good at that. I'm really good at taking leftovers and making something
and
awesome.
Them up, yeah.
So I had this idea of what if we do a little series with Save the Food, which is through the Ad Council, which is if you go to savethefood.com, they have this incredible site all about how to not waste food because Americans, this
I'm telling
are you,
you
ready? 20 pounds a month thrown away, $218 billion a year of food thrown away. And we have starving people in this
I'm
world,
I'm telling
right?
you. And in America.
Yeah. I had this idea of what if we do Chopped in people's houses and teach them how to recycle their own food.
Yeah.
So we did this video yesterday that you'll see. We basically made a PSA where I went to Melissa Rivers' house and I was like, okay, what do you have in the house? Let me show you how to make a meal.
Yeah. That should be a show.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right?
That should be a show. Food Network, come through.
Yeah, I think we're going to make a pilot of it.
Oh, I love that. You're speaking my damn language.
Right?
I'm obsessed.
It's good.
I am obsessed.
So that's one of, you know, that's NRDC too. And what other charity? I work with Cancer Support Community a lot. Basically, I'm a bleeding heart. So
mm-hmm. You're like the opposite
if you
of
fame. Ask, yeah. If you ask me to help with something, I work with Everytown for gun safety. Everybody, if you're listening to this, please, please help us with that. It's so important. And then I've been doing a lot of stuff with immigration. There's a new amazing organization that I've been working with. So it's called immigrantfamiliestogether.com. And what they do is they help bring families together, bail out the moms and the dads, mm-hmm. and then give them like sort of support services for once they are reunited with their kids so that like they don't starve and that they have a place to live.
Right.
And so I've been doing, and then Revival Resistance Chorus, which is my happy place.
Okay, tell me everything about that. And I'm officially making it my mission to start an
LA
branch.
Chapter. So
yes.
Revival Resistance Chorus was started right after Trump got elected, mm-hmm. like so a year ago in January. And it's using singing as a form of activism. So for example, at the march a couple weeks ago for immigrant mm-hmm. families, we sang. And we sing resistance songs. And it is spectacular.
Is there choreography?
No, but we do clap. We clap mm-hmm. and snap. And there are women in it who are, like, I feel so intimidated because mm-hmm. most of the women are professional singers and brilliant and could do anything.
I mean,
they probably could do cartwheels.
In New York, yeah. I feel like finding a singer is very easy to do.
These women are the bomb.
Yeah. when I was at my friend's karaoke party a few months ago, and it was in Koreatown. There's a karaoke bar here in LA, and literally everyone who got up to sing was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up in Dallas, like, you know, we could kind of sing. I mean, I'm a pretty good singer, if I'm being honest.
Clearly.
But everyone was amazing, and I was like, you know what? If you want to move to LA, just stay where you're at. We're full. We don't need any more talent.
Yeah, New York pretty
We're
much
full.
The same. Yeah.
I mean, this woman sang Maybe This Time from Cabaret. I had tears streaming down my face.
Well,
it was incredible.
It's very funny you say that because I've never pursued singing as part of my career because I feel like there's so many brilliant women who can do it better than me. And I only...
That didn't stop a lot of people.
I only started doing it to be of as part of this chorus because it brings me such joy. I sing to my daughter every night.
Yeah. Can she sing?
She can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to meet her.
You do.
She's here, right? At camp, right?
Yeah.
How fun.
I have to go pick her up.
And Y'all took a family.
It's the...
Where do you stay when you're here? Do you stay with friends?
We have
friends?
A place here.
Oh,
no, we
damn,
do.
Damn, girl. Damn.
Yeah. I know. It's good. It's good. My husband was on a show out here for about 5 years.
Yeah.
So we had to. We didn't have to. We chose to. We are blessed to
y'all
have been
are
able
living
to.
The friggin' power Hollywood couple dream.
Thank you for reminding me.
I'm really, really not joking about being y'all's dog. I will put on any suit. Ask her what dog. She want a golden doodle? I'll suit up. She want a pug? I'll suit up, okay?
I want to see that.
I'll sleep on the floor.
You would look really cute with little doggy ears.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
I can actually see the Instagram filter now.
Yes. Well, actually, you're going to have to take on two dogs because my dog has to come with me.
Right.
So you get two for the price
Double.
Of one, and she's
Double.
Little.
Or nothing.
And,
love it.
You know, listen, I'm very impressed. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us where we can find you on social media? And also, I know that you produce now too, right?
I do.
And there's some movies that you've done that I feel like I didn't even know about. We're always looking for good content and things to watch. Why don't you shout out a couple of your projects you're really proud
you're
of
ready?
And we can check them out.
Okay, so it's at Alicia Reiner, AlyssiaReiner. Please follow me on everything. It's Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same. And then my first movie is called Equity, and you can watch it on iTunes, and I produced and star in that. And then my second movie just premiered at Tribeca, so we don't know where it's going to be yet, but you'll get to see it soon.
So
that's called Egg. And then...
And you got to wear purple hair for that?
Yeah, that was so fun.
I saw your Instagram.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And great tattoo. Fabulous. My hair and makeup was so good. And then... I'm on The Deuce season 2, which comes out September 9th.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so
and
soon.
I know.
Damn, they
I'm
have a quick
shocked.
Turnaround on that.
Yeah.
I watched
We're still
the first
shooting.
Season.
We're still shooting.
Yeah.
And then season 6 of Orange right now.
Yes.
And then we start shooting season 7
Dang.
Next week.
Oh, my.
And then, I
know. No wonder you can't sleep,
And then
bitch.
Better Things. We're shooting season 3 now. Yeah. So it's...
Does that shoot here, though,
That
right?
shoots here.
Yeah.
So that's... that. I thought we were going to be shooting that this month, and then they pushed a little, so.
I auditioned for that once for
you
one
did?
Line. I love Felicia Fasano, the casting director.
So good.
Shout out to Felicia. You probably won't hear this, but we love you. Well, one of the nicest.
We'll tag her on this.
Oh, yeah. She follows me on Instagram.
So
she's
she'll
a good,
listen.
She's
you
one
say
of the best
we give
CDs
her,
like,
I know.
In this whole town.
You tell her we gave her a shout out.
Yes. Okay, good. Hi, love you.
Hey,
thanks
love
for
you.
Bringing
Thank
me
you.
In. She brings me in a good, you know, I was just, yeah, she's the best.
Yeah.
Very giving, comfortable.
Yeah.
So shout out to Felicia Fasano. Hire her for your movies and casting projects. Thank you so much for being here,
Thank
Alicia.
You for having me.
I mean.
Such a joy.
Do you have a signature fragrance?
It's so funny you say that. So I've been a Strange Invisible girl for a long time. Do you know Strange Invisible?
No. God.
Are you serious?
Get You're too
Dude.
Cool. Get out.
Dude.
Get out.
Okay. So my three favorite. So I've been Strange Invisible for a long time. They have a little place down in Venice. They're insanely expensive. So, and then I just got this, the most beautiful bottle. When I'm back in New York, I have to take a picture of the bottle. Called Carta. That's extraordinary, really smelly, beautiful. Go to Carta. I'll send you the website.
Yeah.
They're Their bottle is beautiful. That what they, it's all organic incredibleness.
What natural deodorant do you use?
Okay. Big question.
Yeah.
So I do like the Walita spray, which mm-hmm. is more of a deodorant than an antiperspirant. Mm-hmm. And then, I have to look at the picture again.
Yeah.
There's two other ones that I like. Ursa Major. Mm-hmm. And my husband likes that one, too.
It's hard to get men
Schmitz
on the natural.
Is pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. We love Schmitz here.
Yeah. There was one I recently tried that didn't work, sadly.
It's a journey. So
yeah. Yeah. What's your fave?
I'm a Schmitz gal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've started using the coconut pineapple.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm on a tropical trip everywhere I go.
It's nice.
I love it. I love it. I like their sensitive skin formula.
Oh.
Yeah. They have like 50 flavors and they're just so good. I want to eat them. I know I'm probably not smart, but actually probably wouldn't be bad. But I love
That's
it.
Hilarious.
Thank you so much, Alicia,
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you. The Seven Virtues.
Oh, I love
figured
that.
It out. I was like, I'm going to fucking find this.
I love that
Seven
name.
Seven Virtues. Yes. Look for it at Sephora, and they have these pretty inexpensive. Basically, they're little roll-ons,
which is
and
great
you can
for
pick,
travel.
And there's a bunch of different scents, and
yeah.
you can mix and match them, sort of like Jo Malone, which is not green, mm-hmm. but I love Jo Malone scents.
Yeah,
and I've been basically since I got pregnant, I went like super green.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I didn't even know you were like a green beauty enthusiast. Gabrielle didn't even tell me that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we could talk for hours.
Well, maybe I'll Skype with you once you're
yeah.
back in New
yeah.
York, not
we'll
busy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, Skype me while they're doing your hair on Orange.
Okay, done.
Great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I look forward to the adoption paperwork. Please fax it over to me. Everybody watch Orange is the New Black Season 6 on Netflix now.
Yay.
And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.